You must engage faith in this hour. Faith. We cannot afford to let faith wane. We must engage faith. It's a lifestyle. It's a glorious lifestyle, but we have to do this every day. Amen. I want to take you back 4 o'clock in the morning this morning because this was amazing. And he took me back into the patriarchs because I want to show you something, what's going on with these men. I'm only going to get into Isaac today. He started just rolling me through this whole operation of the blessing. He goes, "And you don't understand what my blessing is yet. And you don't understand, but I want to show you my blessing. That doesn't matter what's going on in the earth. My blessing will always, always override what's happening in the earth." And he goes, "My blessing is going to be released in this season in an unprecedented manner." And man, he started stirring me up. So go to Genesis 12. I am so excited about this. Glory to God. He goes, "But you must be in position for it." He said, "This will not come if you're out of position." And he says, "Tell my people they must be in position in this hour. Their eye, especially the eye of the heart, not the eye here, the eye of the heart. It must keep it in this hour because things have changed. There's a 24-hour news cycle now, negative. There's negative things everywhere you go. When I listen to people, it's just amazing what comes out of their mouth. I cannot believe what people say in the grocery stores. We were watching a video of Kevin Zadai yesterday. I love something he said. It was so amazing because he met the Lord in person. They gave him too much injection, and he died. And he's standing there watching them operate on his body, and he's standing there, and the Lord appears to him. And what he said was, he said, "He's the most beautiful man you'll ever meet, but he is so strong. He's a warrior. Incredible. And he's so full of faith." He said everything about him, there's no doubt, no unbelief. He believes in everything he says. He believes in you. He said something. He goes, "Lord," he goes, "the most misunderstood man in the whole world is you. The devil has misrepresented you to people. The glory, the beauty, the strength, the incredible person you are." And he goes, "I want to change that. I want to change the perception of people." In this hour, a lot of people are going to be blaming God for all this stuff. A lot of people are going to be blaming sinners for all this stuff. The Lord said, "Listen, I didn't come here to condemn the world. The world's already condemned. It was already in a state of condemnation. Because I come to seek and save the lost, and I come to reconcile." Think about the first thing he said when he came out of the grave to Mary. He says, "Go tell the brethren, I ascend to my Father and your Father. I've done it. I've created the bridge now to restore you to Father." Isn't that awesome? And God the Father's ministry is going to be seen. His heart's going to be seen in the land in this last hour. Amen. Praise God forever. So go to Genesis 12. Oh, I feel the glory, Father. Thank you, Father. Overshadow us in the goodness. Father, I want to represent. I want to represent heaven in this hour. I want to represent your love, your great love. I want to represent. I want you, Father, to manifest your glory in this hour through Christ Jesus, through us, the vessel, that you may receive all the glory in this hour for what you will do. For you are beautiful beyond description, Father. Let the glory fill this place. Father, let it fill this room. Let the glory fill this room. Amen. The world can blanket, we can blanket. Praise God. Send out a blanket of glory. Amen. Genesis 12. So when he approached Abraham, he said, "Get thee out of thy country, thy kindred." I want you to see what he said to him. He said, "I'm going to make of thee a great nation, Abraham." He's just like you. You don't understand. He was just like you when he heard this word. He didn't even have half the stuff we had. He goes, "I'm going to make of you, Abraham, a great nation. And I will bless thee, Abraham. I will bless thee. I'm going to make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." He goes, "Listen, I'm going to bless you so much, Abraham, that you're going to be a blessing. I'm going to bless you so much." We don't think in terms like that. We just think about getting our needs met. You cannot have that mentality in this hour. You can't have your eyes fixed on just getting needs met. We've got to apprehend and access the blessing. He goes, "I want you to access the blessing." He goes, "I'm opening the heart of the Father. The Lord said, I want you to access the blessing in this hour, because it's going to be a time, it's going to be people that don't know how to access. And you're going to be a blessing. Because the floodgates of heaven are going to open. He goes, I will bless them that bless thee. Hey, listen, this is a true blessing. When you have the blessing of God on your life, people who bless you, they get blessed when you have it on you. When you have it on you, you know you have it. You can release that. That's the way it works. I'll curse them that curse thee. I'm not going into that. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed, in your seed. Do you know, he spoke in Galatians. Go over to Genesis 14 now. In Galatians, he said, every time he said in thy seed, he said he didn't say as seeds of many, but seeds of one, which of Christ. He was speaking to this seed. He goes, in that seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And he says, if you be Abraham's seed, say, I am Abraham's seed. I am a true heir of all of it. I'm an heir of all of it. If you be Abraham's seed, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and you're an heir. I found out this week what Abraham found in the last year of his ministry that caused his faith to cross the line. 24 years, he was laughing when God told him, you're going to have a son. Sarah laughed. But that last year, it eluded me forever, man. God was trying to get it over to me. I just couldn't. I found out what Abraham obtained in that last year that caused his faith to cross over the line. And we're going to swim in it in this hour. Glory to God. See, the thing when heaven comes down, it's different than just the blessing. When heaven brings it down, it's going to bring an atmosphere. And that atmosphere is going to shift everything. It becomes corporate. And people can walk up in that corporate atmosphere and automatically have faith that they didn't have before. And when faith starts living corporately, and things start happening corporately, all of a sudden heaven comes through that corporate atmosphere and starts releasing heaven. God is very, very atmospheric. You must watch the atmosphere around you, around your heart, around your home. You've got to watch the atmosphere. You must keep and stay in an atmosphere of faith, because that's what causes heaven to release. Without that atmospheric faith, you keep yourself in. You won't have the release. You'll wish, you'll wonder. We need to be in full-blown mode now. Amen. Now go to Genesis 14. Now this time Melchizedek met him, but he said something that's a master key moment here. This is the master key. I missed this for many, many years. Verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High. Very interesting man, king and priest. That's the order of the last day, king and priest. Priest and king. Now watch this. And he blessed it. He blessed him. There was a lot of blessing going on. If you go read Genesis 26, 27, 28, guys, y'all read it. There's a lot of blessing going on. They understood the blessing. They understood the power of it. Jacob so understood the power of it that he supplanted Esau twice. Twice he was a supplanter. He stole Esau's blessing. After Isaac had blessed him, he couldn't turn back. He goes, look, I already blessed him. And he said, he's blessed. You're going to be subservient to him. I mean, the blessing was so powerful in that day. And the Lord said, this hasn't disappeared. This stuff is available. You're Abraham's seed. And he said, you're Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, LaRue. I'm like, whoa. He goes, you're in that lineage, because it's Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Christ, LaRue. He goes, all this is still flowing. He said, the problem is people don't believe in the blessing anymore. And he starts telling me, he goes, I'm going to have you access this in this last day. And everybody's going to start to understand the power of blessing. He goes, you need to start blessing people all the time and believe in what you're doing. Anna and I started doing that, and we're both changing. Praise God. In the prayer call, we bless each other. We bless. Say bless. I'm going to bless this day with some things I'm coming into with the Father. I'm going to bless you freely with it. Because that's the way it is. You carve these things out and then you release it freely. That's the way it happens. Amen. Now watch, he said he blessed him. Bless it. This coming from Melchizedek. Yeah, opportunity ships are out there. So look, Peter, He docked his ship and caught nothing in a long time until Jesus gets in the boat. That's the blessing. We have to get the blessing in the boat. First thing we have to do is believe in it. Stop looking at this belonged to Abraham and say this belongs to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Jesus, me. Put yourself in the lineage. Amen. Christ inherited it all. Even greater. We're built on better promises now. And he blessed him. Now watch what he said to him. He said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor, say possessor, of heaven and earth. Did you get it? He said, Abraham, through accounted righteousness, went up and was possessing the heavens. And he goes, that is exactly what you guys are going to be doing. You're going to possess the heavens, and through possession of the heavens, you'll possess the earth. Because that's the order. We're going to have to receive it from there. And there's a lot. He said, there is a lot. He goes, if you belong to me, nothing around you is going to dry up. It's going to increase. It's going to increase. God has fields out there for us if you'll pay attention to him. He told Kevin, said, he goes, listen, are you going to be my first man for this, or am I going to have to go through 8 more people? The Lord told him that in person. Are you going to be first place for me to do this, or am I going to have to go through 8 more people to find the person who's going to do it? You decide. Are you going to be the man? Man, when he said that, I'm like, oh, man. I stopped that TV, and the Lord was speaking to me. He said, you're going to do this and finish this, or am I going to find somebody else to do this? My response was, Father, I said to you, I'd keep your word. That is the one thing. If you ask me, what is the number one secret? Nobody's ever even asked me that, by the way. If you ask me the number one secret, what is the secret of all things? I keep his word. I do that more than anything else. I focus on it. I major on it. I double major on it. I triple major on it. That's the one thing I'll do above anything else, is I will keep that word. What word? I kept the word of union to get into the doorway. I kept the word of the throne of grace, the word of exchange, the word of baptism, the word of the lily's grace, the word of the tree of life, the word of the leaves of the tree, the word of the Father's love. I kept that. I held it before him. People don't understand this. Before the Father caught me up for a year, I kept that constitution in front of him, and I rehearsed that thing for 2 years before I got caught up in that year. Each time he takes you to another level in him, you keep it. When he took us down in that Jordan, 18 months, you keep his word. You're going to come out with something that's going to shift and change the world. Say, I keep your word. Read Psalms 119. I keep your word, Father. David said, I said to thee, I would keep your words, and I will. Read Solomon. Keep it in the frontlets of your eyes. Keep it in the palms of your hand. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it in the midst of your heart. He told Moses that. He told Solomon that. He told David that. Paul said it. Jesus said it. They all said it. Because it's the master key. Possessor of heaven and earth. That's how you keep it. Every part of those realms are done by faith and keeping the word through the awareness. It's the focused awareness. Each realm is carved out through focused awareness. Each realm is kept through focused awareness. Heaven will come down through focused awareness. We are in the final thing. The Lord said, if I did all that, will I do this? I said, oh yeah. Praise God. Possessor, say possessor of heaven. That's what he's teaching us to do. Possession the Father, then you'll possess the earth. Now, go to Genesis 26. I said this a minute ago during the offering that we don't live in an agricultural society, but wow, is the word so pertinent now, so real. Look at verse 1. There was a famine in the land. I would say that the world is in a financial famine right now. The world system. I mean, who would have thought that since the first week of February, right after that? How things could shift so fast. If you think darkness can shift that fast, wait till the white horse runs. Amen. And there's a famine in the land. Now, when Abraham encountered famine, he went down to Egypt. Now, a lot of times we have certain ways we want to handle things. Be prepared for anything. Nobody knows how long any of this will last. But this system out there is not our system. And you're going to have to get that straight. Those systems failing only are opening up one that will never fail. We can't be religious about it either. We have to open and get engaged into that system. These men had the blessing of God upon their life. And there was a famine. And Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and Gerar, and the Lord appeared to him. There was a lot of things going on in the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob era, Joseph era. There was a lot of appearance from the Lord. There was eyewitness, and there was a lot of blessing. And there was a lot of famine. There was famine everywhere all the time, but it never affected these guys. They were always the head and not the tail. Above only, he goes, I think Psalms 27, I'll lift your head above your enemies. Do you know what that means? I'm going to get you above the systems. My heart and my head is not going to be swimming in second heaven warfare during this time. It's a time to get above. Amen. It's a glorious time. You'll see a different viewpoint if you'll get above. Hallelujah. And the Lord appeared, said lots of eyewitnesses. Glory to God. There's a lot of blessing going on, and there was famine, and none of these things changed anything. In fact, God positioned man in the midst of this famine. He comes in there one way, by the time he goes out there, this is what's going to happen if you and I can get very connected to the frequency of God's blessing. We're going to have to believe in it. We're going to have to see it. We're going to have to understand it. And we're going to have to be positioned for it. Drop down to verse 12. He did something. He sowed, he planted. Nobody was planting. The ground was cracked. I mean, there was no water. He planted in the time of famine. And that same year, he received 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The blessing of the Lord came upon Isaac. This is what launched him into the blessings, an extreme blessing. It was time of famine that he launched him. But God gave him specific information. He gave him specific thing to do. And he'll go on in this chapter to tell you what happened, what he had to do. And he said in that same year, he reaped 100-fold. 100-fold was talked about here and talked about the New Testament. And a man waxed great in a time of famine. See, if you let the world system get on you, it'll put an image on you. And that image wants to reproduce itself. That's the way it's happening. Fear wants to reproduce an image of a broken down society. There are people that want to see that in high places. They've been wanting to see it a long time, but they keep underestimating the power of God and God's people in the earth. God's going to turn this thing around, and God's going to position us while he does that. But we need to be in this blessing. Say, blessed am I in the city. Blessed am I in the field. Blessed is everything I set my hands to do in this time. Blessed is this house. Blessed is my family. Father, blessed is the perimeter that I walk in. For no infirmity, sickness, virus, or disease will come nigh the dwelling of my household. You want to get to the place where you feel that in the atmosphere. The man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. All in the time of famine. That's when God sometimes does his greatest works. In a time when the world's doing nothing. Back then, the whole agricultural society shut down. The cities were shutting down. The people were shutting down. Nobody had anything. The world system couldn't do it. And all of a sudden, he's waxing very great. God was all up in this morning. He goes, I have a different video I want you to watch. This one right here. I want you to put yourself in Isaac's shoes. He goes, I want you to understand you've been in the cave while everything was good. Now when everything's bad, I want you to come out. And I want you to wax great at this time. And I want to exceedingly multiply you. Can you believe this? Are you going to do this, or am I going to find somebody else? I'm going to stand, Father. and I'm not going to be moved, and I will never, never, never let go of your words. We're learning how to keep his word. Amen. This man waxed great. Watch this. He had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of... Well, how is he going to feed them if there was a famine? Obviously, his herds were getting water and they were getting provision because they were multiplying. God has cows for you. Man, I was going to HEB and nothing, and I felt the Spirit of the Lord. I was driving down. He said, go there right now. And I went over to HEB, and they were just cutting one up right there in the back. I looked back. There wasn't nothing in there. I looked back. I said, what you guys doing? He goes, oh, we're getting it ready. I'm like, you're getting that ready for me. I said, when you pull it, he goes, just hang out here. He goes, this whole tray will come, man. He just brought that out. Stacks of ribs, fillets, T-bones, sirloins. I loaded it up. And he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store servants in the middle of a famine. When everybody, how am I going to feed my family? And God was multiplying his flocks and his herds. Obviously, God was putting all the provision in his house. Isn't that awesome? Now he's going to tell you how he did it. So he had possession of flocks. Now watch this. Here's how he did it. I'm loving this. Verse 15. You ready? For the wells. Say, for the wells. Which his father's servants, Abraham's servants, had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. The Philistine had stopped them and filled them up. Hey, listen, there are things getting stopped out there by that Philistine spirit. It's been stopped up, but it's still out there. There are some wells in this Bible. There's some wells right here. That God's going to open. There's ones we hadn't seen. It's called the crown. It goes all the way back to Abraham. Water. You're going to have water. Could you imagine if you had a toilet paper factory right now? How wealthy you would be. If you had a semi truck. I said, Lord, why didn't you tell us? He goes, because you wouldn't have done it if I would have told you. Which one of you would have? God said, go buy a semi truck of toilet paper right now. If you'd have heard him say that 6 weeks ago. So the wells, which his father's servants had digged, Philistine stopped them. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us. You're much mightier than us. He kicked him out of the land because they found water when nobody else could, because everyone was looking for it to rain. They didn't understand the technologies, but God had already sent Abraham in front, and he went down to Egypt and he learned the technology of irrigating from wells in the Nile. When everybody else was waiting for it to rain, Abraham learned to dig those wells, and the enemy come and stopped them all up. Now Isaac went there and started by divine inspiration, dig Isaac and go plant, go dig the wells. I'll give you the water. The one thing nobody has, that's what I'm going to give you. The one commodity that'll be unaffected is just laying beneath the earth's surface. Listen, some of us are going to have to go find and dig a little bit. Your blessing might not be on the surface. You're going to have to dig a little bit. But there's some serious water coming out of this book right now. I'm talking about water that will equate to blessing. An incredible blessing. And Abimelech kicked him out and said, man, you was my guest, but you've outgrown me. Out. Out you go. Kicked him out. The king kicked Isaac out during famine. This is what the Lord was on to me. He said, I need you to believe in this blessing right now. During this time, I need you to believe, to access right now. Because this is the time. This is the time right now. And Isaac, what did he do? He could have gotten bitter. Lord, you brought me in there. You blessed me. Now they kicked me out and I have nowhere to go. What did he do? Man, he was on it. He was in tune. He was in the mode with God. He was in sync. He was positioned. He digged again, went and dug another well. Verse 11. And they had digged in the days of Abraham. He said, son, the blessing is in the water. Even your crown that you're looking for was from Abraham. All the way back. He says, there's water. in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names of the wells. The first couple was contention, strife. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley. After they got kicked out, they sent them to the valley. Imagine that. During a famine, God's telling you, go to the valley. That's double the trouble. Nobody is going to go plant in a valley in a time of famine. Except God. And he found there a spring of water. Boom! And the herdsmen of Gerar, the world system, did strive, saying, that water is ours. That's what the devil wants to do. You birthed it, he says, that's mine. Kept fighting with him. And they strove. So what did Isaac do? See, I want you to notice what was in him. He had a mentality that he knew God was with him. Anything that happened to him. How many times have you had something from God and the enemy stole it? How many have you been stolen from? It sometimes leaves a bitter taste in your mouth, but if you have the blessing on you, it won't bother you. You just go dig another well. Because when that blessing's on you, he said, you don't understand. That's what the God was up in there. He goes, when this blessing's on you, no matter what happens to you, it'll just open up another. It'll keep opening up another well. And Isaac's servants, they digged again, and boom, there was water again. And then the herdsmen came again and strove. And they kept striving with him, but he kept finding water. God was saying, listen, I got so much water for you that you can give these wells to them. You can get kicked out, and you're still going to be blessed. But if you don't understand that's on you, and you don't stay in touch with it, and you get bitter, or you start looking at the wrong thing, start getting, oh man, God, you were with me over there. And Gerar, now they put me in this valley, and now I'm all up in this heat, and there's nothing down here. See, you can't talk like that. You just go in there and say, okay, where are you, God? Where are you? Father, I am where you are. Wherever you are, that's where I am. Show me where the water is. Go dig right over there. Sounds a lot like the Lord got in the boat and said, launch out in the deep, drop your net right there. See, there's a divine inspiration of where to drop, where to plant. That's going to come from being in the blessing. And they found water. Then finally, verse 22, and he removed from thence and digged another well. It's about his fourth or fifth well. For that they strove not. Your blessing will outrun the enemy. He will be forced to let go. Now watch what happened. And he called the name Rehoboth. I think I said that right. Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord, I'm going to say it the way it's supposed to be said.
Rehoboth. Strong's H, 7344. Rehoboth. Rehoboth.
Amen. Now watch this. Right in the middle of all this. Look what's happened. Appeared to him. Before he got there, appears to him again. I told you the eyewitness is about to dawn on us. The blessing, the eyewitness, the multiplication. He appears again right in the middle of it. And the Lord appeared unto him that same night. And said, the God of Abraham, thy father, fear not, I am with you. I will bless you. And multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. I will bless you. I am with you. That's what God's saying to you. Do not fear what's going on out there. I will bless thee. I will bless thee. I am with you. Believe I am with you. Look for me to appear. Man, we are all over that right now. We were all up into the eyewitness yesterday. I'm encountering, I'm encountering the eyewitness in the Father right now. Everything you encounter in the Father is going to happen here. I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus will start appearing. It's part of his program. And he's coming with a blessing. He's coming to confirm everything we've been standing for. He's going to confirm it and he's going to roll it out. right in front of the world. He's going to roll the whole thing out. And he built an altar there and called the name of the Lord and pitched a tent there. And there, Isaac's servants digged a well. Kept digging. 7 times they were digging. We got some serious harvest. Then, remember Abimelech? Kicked him out. Get out. Abimelech went to him. This is the king that kicked him out. From Gerar and his chief captain of the army. And Isaac said unto him, wherefore come you to me, seeing you hate me? And you sent me away from you. Abimelech goes, oh man, I didn't hate you. I was with you the whole time. We were just playing. I love you, Isaac. That's pretty much what he's doing. Watch this, because this is going to happen. I mean, God was speaking this word. He said, this, son, if you can believe it's going to happen, my blessing is going to come so powerfully on my people in this last hour. The world's going to see it. They won't like it at first. They're going to hate you. You might as well just get ready for that. Because my blessing will come so extreme, they can't handle it. Because they want you to be like them in a time of famine. They want you to think like them and feel like they do. He goes, then, after they get over it, they'll be your friend. Look at verse 28. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath. Let us make an oath, because I can definitely see that I am a heathen king. But God, this God you're talking about is with you. Because this blessing on you, ain't nobody can stop it. I kicked you out. You've grown mightier than all of us. You're mightier than anyone around us. You've come up my city with nothing and you got everything. That's exactly what happened with Laban too. Come in there with nothing. And Jacob got everything. And Laban kept changing his wages and God kept blessing him. It doesn't matter the adversity that you encounter in this last hour. When the blessing comes, it'll keep rolling. That's the difference. It's not going to stop because of adversity. It's going to keep rolling out. We are in the time now. So if God's saying now, you're in that time now. Roll it, baby. Let there be an oath. Even between us. Let us make a covenant. At least he was wise. Lowered his pride. Made a covenant with a man that had the blessing. Don't be listening to people who don't know what they're talking about right now. There's all kinds of stuff on the internet. Don't be listening to stuff coming off the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Listen, God is going to judge this world, but this is not judgment. God is the one that's going to help people through this time. There is coming a season. The whole world will get judged, but it ain't now. Listen, the whole world's already condemned. You've got to get that understood. God's coming to seek, save, and help. I like what Kevin said. I like what he said. The Lord appeared to him. He said, when I healed somebody, Kevin, do you understand why I healed them? He goes, you know why I healed them? Because when I saw somebody that needed healing or someone that had a devil, anytime I cast out a devil, it's because all I was doing was working the original plan of the Father that has not changed. And when I saw someone had a devil doesn't belong in somebody. So I cast it out. When I saw somebody that was not made in the image of God and had sickness and disease, I healed them. My Father healed them through me. He goes, because that wasn't the image of God. All I was doing was working the original plan of the Father. And when you see famine, it's a great opportunity to work the plan of the Father, to be a testimony. Listen, when everybody's getting blessed, there's no testimony. We're all blessed. But when the world is in famine and the blessing comes on you, you get to tell them, oh, I got a good Father. I got an awesome Father. Don't go repeat stuff from people you see in the grocery store because their mouth is full of stuff. Don't go agreeing with them. You don't have to be a horse's rear end either. You can at least just say, you know, I'm blessed right now, though. I'm full of peace right now. I'm walking in the peace of God. And the blessing of God is opening opportunities. Oh, what kind of opportunities? Verse 29, I'm closing. That thou wilt do us no hurt, as we've not touched thee. We didn't do you no wrong. We didn't do you no wrong, Isaac. Remember, I was your friend the whole time. Yeah, Isaac's going. I imagine Isaac was looking back, how much is this guy going to kiss up to me? I'm going to listen to this for a little while. You know he was enjoying it. The man kicked him out. Now that same king is bowing down. I think God said that's going to happen in the last days. Systems are going to bow down because their system's not going to work anymore. But God's economy's going to work. I challenge you, I encourage you to read chapter 26, then go to 27 and 28 and look what God was doing. It's incredible. Boy, they believed in the blessing. Man, they believe the eyewitness, the blessing, the glory. It's incredible what's going on. He goes, as we've done thee, nothing but good, nothing but good. Amazing how that tune changed. I sent thee away in peace. Did I not send you away in peace? Isaac goes, it's more like you kicked me out. But if you want to put some dressing on it, we'll go with it. Praise God, because God wants peace. So he said, he goes, you are now blessed of the Lord. When I was reading this morning, it's like the Lord was standing there telling me, he goes, that is going to be said about you in this time. That is going to be said about you. You are blessed of the Lord. He goes, can you believe that? I said, I can. I am in position now to believe that. I am blessed of the Lord. You better get that in your mouth. You better get that in your heart. You better get that in the atmosphere of your home and your family. I am blessed of the Lord. In this time, I'm blessed of the Lord. And they made a feast. Watch this. They made a feast. They rose up. They parted. They're in peace. God has testified to that whole region that I am God. He had his man in position in verse 32, and it came to pass that same day. Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they dig. He said unto him, we found water. Do you understand water was gold in time of famine? Listen, there's water out there. It's coming out from the wells and the blessings of Abraham. God has water for you. He has a specific way he wants to increase you and multiply you and promote you. Listen, just because people are falling, for every $1 trillion is lost, that $1 trillion is not lost. It's going into somebody's pocket. Those that are getting in position during these times. But you got to be positioned with the Father. You can't navigate that in your own strength or your own. God has us positioned, ready to reap now, right in the middle of all this. Such a perfect time. So, Father, I lift this house. I lift this day, this hour. There's no fear. There's your presence here. There's no uncertainty. We know the rock that we stand on. We know where we are. We know who we are. But more important, we know who you are. Father, this day I bless this house and everyone watching by the way of the internet. I bless this house today with the open heavens that you have begun opening. Where it was our call to go and open those doorways and open those paths and make a clear path for others to walk. I bless this house with faith to move freely in realms they could not move in before. I bless this house freely with faith to move into the glory of who you are, Father. Into the blessing. Into the abundance. In the time of famine, you will raise us up, even in Ziklag, David's greatest challenge. It's 3 days before his crowning, positioned himself to worship you. This day, Father, we position ourselves to believe you, the way maker, to know you have water for us. You have a crown for us. You have a blessing that the enemy can no wise steal in this hour, to make us the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, to raise our head above our enemy. I bless this house with the capacity to mount up on the wings of eagles, to rise above circumstance, darkness, to lift our head into the glories of a new day that has dawned into this house. I bless everyone under the sound of my voice with a divine alignment to be with you now, Lord, where you are. To behold the Father. That is your ultimate will right now. I bless this house to multiply exceedingly in this time. That Father, you bring blessings from the four corners of the earth. I bless this house and I receive the blessing of Abraham in Christ. I receive it for our family. I bless this house with divine health and the supernatural barrier Father, send forth your angels on the behalf of everyone in this house today. We dispatch them now to open and procure opportunities for us. I bless this house with the doorways of opportunity in the Father. To see opportunity when everyone else is holding up in fear and anxiety. Father, set a guard over our ears. Set a guard over our eye gates, heart gates. That the systems of this world will not penetrate. If you have a perimeter shield around us, I bless this house with what I received 3 weeks ago. The glory of the rear guard. No darts, swords, or arrows. Will be sent to us. I bless this house to be in front and not behind. In front of the storm. Above the storm. I bless this house with faith. Faith. Faith and more faith. Let this house be charged, Father, from the faith that comes out from dwelling with you. The glory that comes out from being with you. I bless this house with the capacity to dream your dream, to enter into the living dream you have for us. To break forth into new territory this week. For I decree this house will not back up. This house will not turn aside. This house will move forward in a time of famine. We will move forward. We are blessed in this city. We are blessed in these fields. We're blessed coming in and going out. And our head has been lifted this day above our enemies. We take off the shackles of the world. We take off the systems of the world. You've given us the blessing of the Jordan. To bury that old man. To be clothed in the newness of the blessing. Father, grant the blessing of the patriarchs. They were all their glory. All their glory was buried in Mount Hebron. No wonder that mountain gave forth such an increase. In that mountain I will bring a seed out of Jacob. Out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. And my elect will dwell there. You are the inheritor, Lord. And now we of the tribe of Judah, this house is the tribe of Judah. It's our hour to move into the land of Judah. It's our house. It's our hour to move in to the reigning day of the kings and priests. I bless this house to not turn aside. The eye of a focused position. I bless this house with focus. And I bless this house with peace. to be still and to watch you move in this hour. I bless this house with divine alignment now. Father, set your blessing upon the lips of everyone in this house. I bless my children. I bless Anna. I bless the leadership of this house. They will grow great. They will greatly multiply. Your wisdom, I release that upon them. I release the glory of this last day blessing.